We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Rishon and Gimel on the Chaf and Mabez regarding the halachos of Shehiya, of leaving things on the stove from before Shabbos. So we're in the middle of the first opinion, which the Mishburat said is Machlekes, how we paskin, the Rabban, Chananya, Mechaber is quoting the first opinion, which is like the Rabbanan, that one cannot leave on something on open flame only if it's in this special called tzarkai, totally cooked, and it's stomach virale. The more cooks, the worse it gets. Continues on the second line down, in the middle of Sefalov. Aval in the special ktsas, but if it's a little bit cooked, put in the special called tzarkai, but it's not fully cooked. And also, the other option was if it's totally raw, because then you're not going to come to mechata. But if it's a little bit cooked, put in the special called tzarkai, it's not fully cooked. But in the special called tzarkai, or even if it's fully cooked, from stomach virale, but the more cooks, it gets oiskakach like this, it gets better, like the ibit, like a overnight kugel or chashin and shemay yichata. We're concerned that you might come to stoke it. Rosh lashoy salam. Never you let it's forbidden to leave on it on the open flame. Elm gengarav. Only if you do gurufa, the hainu shahitz minik kol gecholim, you take out all the coals. A katam or the hainu shakisa gecholim be'eif, you cover the coals with ashes. Lamayit chumam to minimize its heat, which that's the concept of the blech. Now if nasa b'chaticha chay, if you put inside of it a raw piece of meat, then it's permitted as if it was all raw, which we said that was another way of being permitted. Through that, Masir Tadman is gonna remove his consciousness from it because you can't eat it tonight's meal anyway, Friday night. But tomorrow morning, he'll be ready. Even if you do not remove the coals from the oven, or that you covered you did not cover the coals with ashes, but the lismach look at there, but you're allowed to do what's called smicha. You let it do near it a pot on the outside of it, just not on top of it. Now, this was all if it was heated with a fuel of what's called bekefes of eitzim, with the pulp of olives or with wood. But if it was heated with straw or with stubble, you let it keep the food on the open flame. I feel like in the group of the Ketumah, even if it's not shoveled out or covered, then we have no concern of mechata because you can't do that with straw and stubble. If you have two twin stoves near each other, and you have a wall of earthenware between them, one of them has the coals shoveled out or covered. Any group of Ketumah, and the second one does not have it shoveled out or covered. Mutalishas al group of Ketumah, you're allowed to go ahead and keep it on the one. That's Guva Ketuma. To continue Daf Chof Aleph. Afa Pi Shemayz of Hevel, even though it is increasing heat to this one, Vesha'in Guva Ketuma, from the one right next to it that's not shoveled out and covered, still, that's from the Gemara Perikira, you're allowed to put on the one, because that's really what, like, Lismayt really is, which we said is permitted. It says in Mishburam, Siv Katan Yud Beis. So he said, but it was partially cooked. Or fully cooked, but it gets better as it cooks, then we're concerned Shemei Chata. Why would you stoke the coals? Lamar Bishuli, to quicken the cooking, you could eat at nighttime. Or just, better cook. That's the concern. That's this Isra'bon, Nabshia. Sivkot Yud Gimel. So you're not allowed to keep it on the flame only if you did Gerufa, that is, Shahitimen, that you took out, Chutz Lekira, out of the stove, the coals. So obviously, nothing's Mechata, you took out the coals. So to when you covered it, I feel like in the special ktsas, even if it's only just a little bit cooked, so you're cutting your dalid, that's the other option, that is you shakisa gecholim, you cover the coals, behind the kol gecholim, you have to cover all the coals. Now, the insurach liktim, you don't have to cover them at in the kershom eish kol until it's like not recognizable that there's any fire at all. Rak, bekisu eva kolshu, no malapanem, just covering it with a little bit of ashes on the top, on its surface, saga, that's enough. It's just like a reminder, and it also diminishes the heat a little bit. Even if it subsequently actually gets inflamed, because it's just ashes on top of a fire, get inflamed, still, Shari says, Gemara, that's still permitted, because really, the action that you took, which Shari Tzin brings, the Tosis, it brings in one answer, that in such a situation, it's not going to be permitted. Only if it was fully cooked, and the Mesamek V'yafle, but if it's a little bit cooked, it would be forbidden, because it got inflamed. Okay, Ram does not quote this because it's a suffix Rabbanan, and maybe it's like the first answer, says the Prima Gadim. And you don't have to come on to that because the Ramban comes out that it's considered Ketumah for all halachas, and that's the Sanhedrin Ritva. Dish number Sharatin Ais Yutches says on this halacha Ein Bri Halacha, which we'll see later. But says the Mishnah before this is Oida Masham. Additionally, it says over there that Fela Hoy Gecholim Shal Reisim. The Gemara says that even if the coals were Reisim coals, which Shein Mam Lech Kavetz says that famous teaching that certain averus you get these coals of Reisim, which are not quick for Gehenna, they're not quick to be extinguished. Gam Kinshar, it's still permitted. But Tamachol says, what's the reason? What do you mean? Oh, it's not really helping to minimize the flame. No, keeping the Gila Dait Leboy Legecholim, since he really had intention that he does not need the coals because he's covering with ashes. Sagi, that itself is enough. Because he's most definitely not going to come to be mechata, because he's showing he wants to minimize it. It's not going to come to increase. Lady says also brought the gechom shamamu. I knew what is shahuch shachas marisan, that a little bit of its appearance got a little bit darkened. Harayin kituma. So then, if the coals became like that, so then it's like kituma. But I'm the reason is the kim l'shleichoshes l'laboysin shleumur. Since he wasn't concerned to inflame them, that they don't get like when the coals are starting to go out. And he wasn't concerned. Mucha milsa, obvious. That he's not concerned with stoking them. Says Rashi, but that also would be a heter if it's like that from before Shabbos. Sivkot tezvav. So he said that even if it's not good for ketumah, we said muta lismachla. You're allowed to do it near the stove. Yes, some say delishri in the hacha. We don't permit over here kima smicha be'er Shabbos. Only to do near it on before Shabbos, to keep it over there for when it gets dark, to do Shia. But to put it back on Shabbos, then it'd be forbidden even nearby. That's only according to the second Svar that mentioned at the end of the Sif. The other Shita, then it would be permitted even to put it back, according to the ways that it explains the Sif Beis. That's how some explain. But many of them disagree with this. But I know they hold the Chazar b'smicha to put it back. But smicha mutl kulam is permitted according to everyone. Chazar b'smicha lichil b'Shabbos is mekilna, even to originally, not even Chazar, to originally put it near the stove on Shabbos. For those who are lenient, where the pot is still a little warm, mevushal katarki and it's fully cooked. The Shar Tzin Ois Chafal brings, however, the chiddush around this machmer at this point. But those who are lenient on this. My Masha Kosovo Moses Mishbu said Sim and look at the Moses and Sim the Bialoch and the Bialoch over there. Sim cut the Zion. So he said that you love the smicha of a kadera, of a pot, even though it's not Guva Kaduma. I know that is Gemkin the Fulon is Pasha Shlish, even if it's not even the third cook. They give in the in El Semich Lamabachad, since he's only leaning it from the outside. Lo Chamai Kirma Guva Kaduma Hanal. So this Kira. Is not any more chamer than when you do grufa ketuma. The mutter shem lahasha is we allowed to do it from before Shabbos. Even though it was not cooked the third canal, same thing as smicha is a similar type of a thing. Sivkon yedzayin, so you could do it b'samach chutzala near it from the outside. Hainu afil et meyatzal etzba makom hu, even if it's where it's so hot to the touch that your hand would draw back, that's okay. It's not the temperature that's a problem, because it's just the fact that you're doing it from the side, which is not the normal way. Simkot Yitches, and if it was heated with kasha kamvavon, we said the mutla hashas le, then you're allowed to do shia on it. But the metoichan, that's even inside the stove. They give the keruvah damage. Since it's like you shoveled out, since straw is nothing that you could stoke, so it's like it shoveled out. And you're putting it in from before Shabbos. What's the difference inside or on top? On Shabbos, there's a difference. But before Shabbos, it's all about mechata, and there's no chitur possible. Tzivkot in your test. And therefore, even if it wasn't shoveled out or covered, the reason is like we're saying, because there's no concern about stoking it. Shmiyad, shekala, hashalevis, the moment the flame goes out, there's also no more coals. So there's a kolboy, and therefore, that's not a problem. So the Mos spoke about a case of these twin stoves, which one is Gufa Ketuma, one is not. So you're allowed to do Shia on the one that's Gufa Ketuma, even though it increases heat from the one that's not Gufa Ketuma, Pidish, but Kira Grufa, it increases heat in the one in the stove that is shoveled out. I mean, I would have said, Lavikin, the Grufa, it should be like it's not shoveled out. So we don't say that even on Shabbos, you're allowed to go ahead and put back into it. Bir alacha, the maskal muta lismachla, that you're allowed to put it near it. It says, look at Mishbur Sibkat as well, what they wrote in name of the Hashem. That some say that this heter is only for Shia, but not for Chazar, which the Pin Magen Ram, according to how Rabbi Kriyegi explains, which he wonders on Bagba Baba, how could he permit Chazar? Which he says, I wonder on his wonder. Anyway, the Brice of the Shtei Kirois, before within the Sefer, that is Mutter also with Chazar. That's the case, according to the Sakat Ayat of the Gemara, that's included in Smicha, so Melitz Mukhat is Mechazar is Mutter. And even though the Gemara rejects Chani Hasam, they keep it in the Midli, since it's hanging, so Shal Bilavir, or Lamaskana, that we permit Smicha, you don't need that answer. He says, afterwards, he says, I found Tez Shabbat that he also asked him that Sefer, and he pushed, according to the Maskana, that that's not Bechlal Smicha. Akapanim, there's no Tmi at all in Dogma of Vava, because he always liked the way we wrote, and also Tesis brings that Chazar is Mutter, even according to the first opinion. This wrote Mishnah Berurah that even by Smicha, like Gila, someone make, even on Shabbos, that's in the same way Smicha, look over there, and he says also a little bit of a support to this from the Rush, but he wrote that by a Madura it's permitted, because it's similar to Smicha, and maybe you see that Smicha, like Gila, on Shabbos, is permitted.
The Ramaskal Mutul Lashes allow that we said that if you heat it with Kasha Gavah, you're allowed to do Shi on it. And the same thing would even do to do Chazara, even on Shabbos, because it's like, says the Gemara, like Gufa Kutuma, which allowed to do Chazara. The Sif Beis we discussed regarding the Allah of Chazara by Gufa Kutuma. And Div Maschel Afil Eina, you're allowed to do Shi even if it's not like Gufa, like Kutuma, says you have to look into this, because the Gemara and Paiskim, they picked the wording, Shesikuba Kashava Gavava, which sounds like that was after it was heated up. And therefore, by Eitzim is forbidden, because it remains afterwards some coals, and you have to be concerned for Chitui, which is not the case by straw, which nothing is remained after that with coals. According to this, it's possible that if you leave a lot of straw, which burns a long time, maybe it would be forbidden to Shia Akabon when it's burning. Or maybe the Gemara just is saying, Urchidamel, so the normal way, where it was normal to put the pot in after it was heated, but the same thing would be, even when it is a heating, it would still be permitted. And the reason is because when it's on fire, anyways, you don't have to be concerned for chitui, because why mechata is it's burning. And you don't have to mechata only when it's extinguished. And that's what I come to tell you, that by kash, by straw, once it's extinguished, it doesn't help to do chitui because the coals go out, which is not the case by gevas v'etzim, which always also, because you come to mechata the coals after the flame goes out, says the Bi'a Locha Tzarech Ian, how to translate this halacha. And then Maskel Afpi Shemais of Hevel, that we said by these twin stoves, you could do on the one that's not grabbed for katan, even though the other one increases the heat. It says, look at Mishnah Berurah, Sif katan chaf, that even on Shabbos is mutter, and even the Mogen Rambam writes that according to the Svar Shnia, the second Svar, it's permitted. It's only according to the first opinion that explains that Lash is not, as we explain the Akdama of the Mishnah Berurah to this Simon, it'd be forbidden to do Chazar on Shabbos. So it's a great wonder, because the Gemara explicitly says in the Sefer of the Braisa that you can do Chazar, look over there. And even if you're going to say that in general regarding Smicha, Chazar is forbidden, and you don't learn from this because as hanging and there's air, as we wrote before, by Al-Kapon, by Shtikers and Masimas. Well, Al-Kapon, obviously, the Chazar is permitted also according to everyone that's explicit in the Braisa, like we wrote. Says so I also wrote, found in the Haggadah, in the Sif Chaim, that's lenient even on Shabbos itself. Some of the deer shoes in deer shoe number 20. We were talking about this concern that you might come to be mechata regarding things that that there's no bishul in the chila. For example, let's say light a bonfire near close to when it's getting dark on Friday night, so that you could warm yourself up. Your hands on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch writes later on some mission, hey, that if the flame goes up by itself before Shabbos, we're not concerned Shemichatens can be permitted. The reason for this is because Chazal Geyser by a cooked dish, not to do Shia on a stove, only if it's Garfa Katim, even though by Madura, it's enough that the flame just goes up by itself. So Vinis Gerelitz explains the reason for that is because by a Tavshal, you have to be concerned, because maybe a person's perturbed that the food should be prepared and ready to be eaten. So he's going to want to quicken the cooking. But they were concerned, Shemichata by the Gechalim, even though most of the coals are already lit from before Shabbos. Now, even though regarding warming water for the purposes of bathing. Shulchan Aruch writes later on Shin Chavav, the Chazal concerned Shemichata. Sometimes they were going to this in a way that even if the flame is already went up by itself, Shlomo Zalman and Yashav explain that the chimim is Latzer Chichita, that's like chimim Latzer Shtia, for drinking, and therefore it's included in the Gezer. Tisha 21, on the words of Mishabrua, that what is Garaf is that you took out all the coals out of the Kira, out of the stove. That's like the opinion of the Rambam, not like the opinion of the Balamar, where it's enough to just shovel the coals to one side, even inside the oven itself. And later on, Sivkon Samaches, the opinion of Shus Yaakov is that regarding the Issa of Chazara, it's enough for just having shoveled the coals to one side. In Dishra 22, in the words of the Mishnah Brura, that Katum is covering the coals, and Mishnah says all the coals. What he means to say is the opinion of Bayashiv is that you don't have to cover the whole area of the coals. You just have to make an action of covering towards all the coals. And that is, you throw the ashes scattered on the surface of all the coals, even though only some of them are covered. Now, if you cover with a small metal plate only some of the fire, the opinion of Bayashiv is that since only part a distinct area from the coals are covered, it's considered like as if you did ketima only on some of the fire, and you're right, it would not be effective. Regarding covering with a blech, so that we discuss later on Sivkot and Pei Aleph. Dishah 23, now if the coals got fired up before you, I mean, because the Mishpat said even though you get fired up afterwards, it's okay, because you did your action of ketuma. If the coals get fired up before you put on the pot, however, so it's written in Chedushi Ritva, that's Miyuchas to the Ran, Gemara's Masechta Shabbos, that it's not considered like as if the Eish was Ketumah. It's not going to work. But Yashua explains that since the Ikar Das of the Adam on the Matzah of the fire is when he's putting on the pot, has to be that it's Ketumah at that moment itself. And he adds on that if it gets fired up after you put on the pot, it's permitted even to take it and put it back on the Kira, because the original Shehiyah was already permitted, and if it's all considered as an extension of the original Shehiyah, and that actually would not be a problem. Now, if the blech that was on the stove fell off and the fire got revealed, Shusik is Mesha writes that if it totally fell off, you should not put back the pot back on the stove. And this is different from the situation where it's kutma b'huvudu, that it was covered with ashes and then got inflamed, that you're allowed to put it back on. Because there, the ketim is still recognizable a little bit. Whereas when the whole blech falls off in the fire, the ketim is not recognizable at all. Now, if only some of it fell off, so right over there, you can be meant to put it back on. Like what Kitma Vahovra. Pilum Yashav is that since that when the covering fell off, it changed the tzura of the Kira from the tzura that it was when it was covered. So it's not similar to Kitma Vahovra, where there the matzah of the Kira did not change, and therefore when the covering falls off, it's considered like it's not Kitma at all. On the other hand, Shlomo Zalman is inclined, that it's permitted to put back the pot. In all situations he has on, that don't say that Kitma Vahovra is effective only regarding the Shia of the Gedera, not regarding Chazara, because it's not the Mashmah, it's the Paiskin like that. So too, it does not seem to differentiate whether if he did a Mice in the Gufa Eish, or whether he only placed the covering on top of it. However, at the end of his words, he's Mitzayin to the Igris Moshe that we mentioned. Dish 24, on the words of the Mishnah Brura, that since he was a Megal Zadastar, he does not need the Gecholim, so that's enough. Now, even if he didn't do the Ketima himself, he just said to someone else, who doesn't even understand the idea of ketima to do the ketima. For example, he said it to a child or to a non-Jew. It's effective. Notice in the situation that he doesn't know what's the reason that ketima helps, that because it minimizes the fire through that. He just knows that through that it's going to be permitted to do Shia. Is that still, since his intent of doing the ketima is to permit Shia, that's enough. Now this, it helps a Maisa ketima of one of the family members, even for the rest of the family members, even though they were not Magal their das, that they don't need the chitoy. Rabbi Yashav explains that Chazal required to be Mesakin the Kira through that you don't come to Mechata. And whenever this tikkun was done in the Kira, you're allowed to do Shia, even if you're not the one who did that tikkun. And therefore, even the situation where many people put their pots on one Kira, it's enough with one of them doing the Ketim on the Kira to permit the other ones to do Shia on that. Dishah 25, on the words of the Mishnah Brura, that now for sure you're not coming to Mechata because you're Gali Yadas, that you don't need the coals. A situation where someone's doing ketima on a gas stove, where There's also a gezeres chitur, as we write later on in Sibkot Yotez. Shabbos Yigas Mesher writes, it's not enough just to cover the knobs. Rather, the ketima has to be in the fire itself. Because it's only through the ketima of the eish that there's a recognition that his intention is to minimize it. Maybe he's not going to come to mechata to make it bigger. And that's also the opinion of Yashiv, and similarly that's what's written in Shabbos Arletzien, regarding the removal of the knobs. On the other hand, Shabbat Alevi writes that since by a gaz range, you cannot be mechat in the fire itself, so the mikra din, it is enough to make a recognition in the knobs, for example, by locking them or some other way that you cannot move them. However, Lamaisi writes that we're not matter not to cover the fire itself. And regarding a situation that's effective and is needed to covering the fire, again, we discussed later on Sifkot and Pei Aleph of how to do that. Shabbos Yigas Mesher writes that one should be machmer, that it's not enough for just covering the fire, but rather one should cover also the knobs, because since that is the place of where the chite happens, you should be concerned that maybe it's not going to be recognizable, the covering on the fire, and even though it's a far-fetched concern, however, since the heter of Ketimas Kechalim was said in the place of where the chite is, it is possible that only such a situation they permitted. Concludes with it, that in a pressing situation, one could be lenient with just covering the fire, and also not to protest regarding those who only cover the fire. On the other hand, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman writes, that's enough just to cover the fire, you don't have to cover also the knobs, and that's written in Shabbos HaLetzi, and that's an opinion of Rabbi Yashiv. Now, regarding removing the knobs, one has to discuss if that's considered, that the stove through that would be considered like what's called Tanash Tehu Betit, like an oven that was smeared shut with clay, which Ramah permits later on Simrish and Rindal to keep a pot inside of it, because since the coals are not really ready to be mechata, because then you would have to go ahead before that and go through the effort and remove the clay so that you could be able to mechata, Chazal relied that you can remember that it's Shabbos that day and to go through all that effort and that's asr to be mechata, not like the Pin Shulchan Aruch that says asr. But as Shlomo Zalman writes, it's hard to be machriya regarding this, and that's also Pin Olbiyash, it's hard to be mechia with just removing the knobs, and for sure, I mean, we're locking the knobs, and for sure, we're just removing them, because with this, there's a concern that it's very easy to put it back on. Since it's not really similar to the case of Tuf Patir that Chazal permitted, where there, the coals are not seen at all. Now then, Rav Vazna, he writes that it seems that removing the knobs, yes, would be considered like Tuf Patir, and that would be also a permitted way. Now, and the Eifin of Ketima of Tanurim in our times, which the halacha, their halacha is like a Kira. Tanur and Kira are different in Halacha, but our Tanurim are really like a Kira, and Gufa Kedumah does help, as we write later on Sifkot Chavches. Pilma Yashiv is that one should cover the heating element of the oven with a blech, or some thick type of silver foil, or in a way that it minimizes the heat of the oven, and also that the actual heating that goes beyond the wall of the oven, you have to do ketim on that. I mean, even if it's going through a wall, you have to do ketim on that, which many utilities have that. And it's not enough just to cover the guf achimim in the place of where the pot is. You have to cover the whole area of where it's heating in that utility. As we're in the Mishabur over here, that you have to do ketim on the whole coal. So it's not enough just on where you're putting your pot. And that's what's opinion of Niskarelitz. And he adds on that minaro, it's also once you remove the knobs that's designated to elevate or to lower the heat of the oven, and also once you remove it from the thermostat from before Shabbos. Now, regarding a kira that you did the ketima through covering it, Pinul Bayashiv is that like a tchila, one should not elevate the fire after you did the ketima, after you put on the blech, let's say. And therefore, also regarding a tanur, if it's not possible to cover the guf achimim at the time when it's already lit, like a tchila, one should cover it al kapanim at the time of the lighting, because since you're doing a pu'ula that's of recognition and hadlaka in that same time, okay, that's considered as if you lit and then you did ketima, because sometimes you can't do it until afterwards. However, b'shas tchak, there is makom to be matir, also even if you covered the oven and then you lit it, as brought and what we write later on in Sifkot and Pei Aleph, we're going to chazara into the town of the Tkarev Katan. We discuss this later on in Sifkot and Nun Ches. Dishu 26, that the Mishbur said also that coals that were starting to go out, it's also like Tuma. So, however, in this situation, with Amma Gachalim, if they get fired back up again, the Prima Gachalim writes that it's not like a fire that was Kitma Behovra that's permitted. Rather, it's not considered like a Tumas, and it's going to be Asr. Dishu 28, on the words of Mishbur, that even smicha leketchilo on Shabbos, some are lenient. That's the mashmois of the words in Ramah later on, simishin yitchas. However, mashmois of the words of Be'er Halacha later on, sefei demazkel lesamech, that it's forbidden to be samech b'tchilo on Shabbos. Look later on, sefkon pei aleph, that through a hecker of something that's separating, it permits even to put leketchilo. Chazanish writes that it's forbidden to be samech b'tchilo on Shabbos. Tisha 29, we said that even if it's not garva katam but kasha gavva, it's permitted because there's no chashash of chitui. Now, regarding a electric hot plate, that there's no different changes of temperature. There's no knob. It's not considered like grufa ketuma, and that's pinel bayashim. Chacham would not machalik in the exeris, whether something that you can actually be machata, whether something that you cannot be machata, and if it's permitted to be mash on it, if you cover it with a thick layer of aluminum, that it should cool its heat down a little bit. But just a thin one layer of, let's say, thin silver paper, that would not help because it's not recognizable that it's cooling it down. And also because sometimes people put silver foil just to keep clean the hot plate, and therefore it's not recognizable you're doing it to minimize the heat. That's the opinion of the Skirelitz, that even if the plata is not considered like gufa ketuma, it's enough for it to recognize recognizable that by placing silver paper or something like that that you don't usually put on it, to consider like gufa ketuma, because since the fire is covered and you're not engaged in it, so that's a little bit of minimizing the heat. That would be enough with that small hecker. On the other hand, Trubus Gus Moshe writes that an electric hot plate, which you cannot cook on it, is not included in the gzera, and that's the opinion of Shlomo Zalman and Yazan. The reason for this is because this, that a person keeps the pot on in a place where you cannot cook, it's considered like a maisa ketima, and also it's not applicable, a chashash of chitoy, since the pot is not used for cooking, it's just a warmer, and since you cannot increase the measurement of the heat, so it's not including the gzera, and it has halacha like kasha gavva. That's written in Shubha Sheva Levi and Shubha Zerlitzian. Now, if someone increases the flame of a gas range, and you cannot make it any higher, Trubisky is measure, right? Even in such a situation, you know, there's shehiyah, because chum and machalik and exer, and they said it's forbidden to do shehiyah in all situations where the fire is uncovered. Moreover, he says, there's still a concern that you might turn extinguish the gas, because it's very easy to do that. And also, there's a concern that maybe you might lower the fire and then make it bigger again. And that, similarly, that's the opinion of Nisker Elitz regarding an electric hot plate, that there's situations that you could change the measurement of the heat and then strengthen the heat, and then you cannot make it stronger. Another Shubha Zerlitzian writes that since it's not possible to make the fire any bigger, so then yes, that would be considered according to him like Kufa Ketuma, and therefore that would not be a problem. Dishu number 30. That this was actually from yesterday's Ahmed, where Mechaber had said that if you put something raw, you're totally masiach das from it until the next day, and therefore there's no problem about shemichata, which the Be'er Halacha had mentioned that even though it could cook later in the evening, but people don't usually wait their meals so late, that's also okay. So what you see from the word says Dishra 30 is that if the pot gets cooked until the time which people would normally wait for their meal, then you cannot permit it because of basachat. And for this reason, the opinion of Yashav is that even though the derech of most people is to eat right away when they come from shul, as Burn Shachanach and Simrish Ayin Alf, that's the normal way. However, some people delay their meals for different reasons, and some people have longer suddas, and therefore, even if there's many hours into the night, it's still the time of Achila, and if the pot could cook up until that time, you have to be concerned, Shamei Chate, so that he could eat at that time, and therefore, that's not included in the heter of Basachai. So regarding electric stoves that has a great amount of heat, and raw meat cooks in it in very small amount of time. And so to a gas range, which has a huge amount of heat, and the flame is very big, that could cook raw meat in a small amount of time. Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, is that there's no heter, basachai. And even in a situation where he's putting on a small flame, it's going to be awesome, because that's a concern. Maybe it's going to come to increase the flame, so that it cooks. And Pinchas Miskarel says that even though by chicken, which cooks on a gas range of our times, we're not knowing heter, basachai, because you're right, it's going to get cooked. But however, regarding basa behema, animal meat, which even in our times, the norm is to cook it for many hours so that it's really fit to eat. So when you put it right before Shabbos, you're masiach dasmit, and there's no chashash achitoy, and there is a meaning of heter of basachai. Chaznitz writes that since api roiv, people don't leave raw meat only for the following day, chamunak goyza basachai at all, even in the oifen where he has a mind to eat at nighttime, that would also still not be a problem, and that would be permitted. Dershah 31, that the Mishnah Berurah had written that By Kasha Gavra, there's no chashash of chitui, because right away when the flame goes out, the coal is done also. Now, the halacha of a gas stove in our times, the Pinim Shlom Azamim Abul Yashid, is that we are no a gezer shemichata, because increasing the flame is a very easy action. You have to be concerned more than actually the Talmudic situation of stoking the coals. And it's not similar to a kira that was here with Kasha Gavva, where you're not concerned to bring other straw to increase the cooking, because there you have to bring it from without. And when you go to bring, you'll remember that it's Shabbos. And that's also Pinner of Skirellis, that since increasing the flame is a regular common action that you do during the weekday, it's similar to be mechat b'kachalim and not bring new wood, and therefore that is a concern. That would be a problem.